welcome to another episode of Pinellas County Schools Digital Learning Podcast Show, Tales from the Tech Side. I'm your guest host, Ron Schnell, and today we will be learning about career technical adult education from Pinellas County's experts on the subject. Let's meet our guests.
Hi, good morning. I'm Mark Hunt, the Executive Director for Career Technical and Adult Education.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Jake Prokop, Director of Pinellas Technical College Clearwater Campus.
Good morning, Margaret Painter, Managing Officer for Adult Education.
Well, thank you all for being here today. So let's jump right in. Can you tell us, tell our listeners more about the opportunities that are in adult ed? We hear the terms GED, ESOL, and adult learning centers. Help our listeners understand what those are.
I sure can. Well, first of all, we have 23 points of service throughout Pinellas County. We serve about 2,200 adult ESOL students per year. And our average age, which is interesting, the typical bulk of our students are between the ages of 25 and 44. Those points of service stretch across Pinellas County from as far south as the Skyway Bridge to as far north as Tarpon Springs, and we go all the way east to Oldsmar. Our classes are offered day and evening, and we're also open year-round. Our students get a full depth and breadth of program services for $45 per tuition, which covers 6 months of unlimited classes. So we're pretty proud of our accessibility.
That makes it really affordable. Could you help our listeners understand those acronyms that you mentioned, the ESOL, and I see there's another one that we work with, GED?
Sure. GED is General Educational Development. So sometimes the misnomer is for GED is General Equivalency Diploma. But in fact, our students earn a State of Florida High School Diploma. The test that they take is the GED test, but the credential that they earn is a State of Florida High School Diploma. The rigor is actually pretty high. We cover RLA, Science, Social Studies, and Mathematics. The program before GED is actually called ABE, which is Adult Basic Education. So those are adult students who come to us with literacy levels, grades 1 through 8. And then GED is kind of our high school equivalent as far as curriculum goes. ESOL is English for Speakers of Other Languages, sometimes called ELL, English Language Learners. We also have Adult High School, which is a standard adult high school curriculum.
So it sounds like for learners in our area that maybe didn't do so well at their high school level, that there are still more opportunities for them. Is that true, Mr. Hunt?
Oh, yeah, that's very true. It's, you know, the old saying, it's never too late. So that's very true. We have students from 16 years old all the way to, I think the last graduating class had someone that was in their 70s, and they actually graduated with their grandchild. They both achieved their diploma at the same time, which was interesting. So it's never too late. Obviously, we want students to earn their high school diploma while they're in high school, but sometimes life gets in the way and that doesn't happen for everyone. But they should know that there's always that opportunity to come back to school and catch up and get that high school diploma or the GED or even our immigrant population comes into the United States and has the barrier of language, that we can teach just language skills for them through our ESOL program.
Well, we certainly do a lot in our district. So we have Dr. Prokop here from one of our technical education departments, but we understand that there are a lot of education spaces around our district. Can we hear about some of those and where our prospective learners, rather say, would find some assistance?
Right, absolutely. We have five main adult education locations. Three of them are dedicated to adult education, one down in the Lakewood area, Lakewood Community School, kind of in the south center of the county at Clearview Adult Education Center, and then at Clearwater Adult Education Center in Clearwater. We also have adult education programs at our Pinellas Technical College campuses in St. Petersburg and in Clearwater. But each of those five locations have satellite locations scattered around the school district. And we focus on where the need is. And even though a school might be 2 miles away from where someone's living, those 2 miles might represent some geographic barriers. For instance, the interstate running through St. Petersburg is sometimes difficult to get beyond if you don't have a car, so you have to rely on bus transportation. So we try and put adult education centers closer to where the need is. And we have adult education programs in churches, community school, community centers, Salvation Army, Tampa Bay, help me, Margaret.
Pinellas Hope.
Pinellas Hope, and also the Tampa Bay Feeds.
Feeding Tampa Bay, which is right where Northwest Church is. We also have a very, very robust program at Pinellas County Jail, which is instrumental in getting students ready for reentry into the community. We're pretty proud of that program as well.
Wow, that sounds great. That sounds great. So this is kind of the adult learning area that's helping get their GED and helping them speak English. But the next step would be, how do we get them the stronger earning wages and the great jobs? And I think Dr. Prokop's center is kind of the keystone for that.
Yeah, Pinellas Technical College definitely has something for everybody. Between the two campuses, we have over 60 different careers that folks can engage with. Amazingly, career technical education and some we call it the trades is very robust right now in Pinellas County and the Bay Area in general. Demand is overflowing. We cannot create enough technicians and nurses and cosmetologists and so on and so forth. So it's really a good time to get into a career of your choice. Most of our programs take about a year. So the commitment is pretty quick, but it's also a lot of learning in a real short amount of time. So dedication is something that our students have to possess in order to be successful to make it through the curriculum. The beauty is, though, it's open to everybody because we are, as I say, zero to hero. You don't need any type of experience in any of our careers to enter into Pinellas Technical College and exit with some trades and skills that are in super high demand. So I think that's the beauty of it, that we see the growth of our community in 1 year for most programs where people are really taken out of very difficult situations, life situations. And as my colleague Godfrey says, we don't just change the person, we change the entire family dynamic of what we do in adult education and specifically career technical education at the college campuses.
Now, I happen to know a little insider information, and from what I learned from these programs is that we have a huge economic impact to Pinellas County through these programs. How does that affect what's going on in Pinellas County?
Well, the thing about career education and adult basic education in Pinellas County is we want to provide the resources for families to prosper in Pinellas County. We don't want them to look to other places to live. It's better to live somewhere else because you have access to jobs or education. We want to provide that here in Pinellas County and keep our citizens here in Pinellas. So when individuals come through our programs and they stay in Pinellas and they become employed in Pinellas, all of that revenue from their income comes back into the county. And we've calculated that each year our graduates have a collective impact on the economy of Pinellas County in between $40 and $50 million, just of our graduates. And that way, those dollars come back in to the county for tax revenue, for sales, and they, you know, of course, everyone buys cars and food and clothing and those sorts of things. So it just is a self-generating type of engine. And we feel like we're a strong part of that engine.
That's amazing. Career technical adult education has all these amazing pluses to it. And there are those that might not understand the nuances of that. So For Dr. Prokop and Ms. Painter, what are some of the misconceptions about the career technical adult education for the adult learners, and how do we address these?
Well, I have this saying that I've been using for years is that our students aren't dropouts, they're stopouts. So something is prohibiting them from achieving their goals. As I mentioned earlier, our typical age is between the highest number of our student age is between 25 and 44. So something has happened to them in the last 10, 15 years to prohibit them to getting where they are. But we give them second chances and 20-second chances if they need it. Their resilience and their perseverance is pretty astounding to us. And as Mr. Hunt mentioned earlier, just last year, we had a grandmother walk across the stage with her grandson. So they're pretty remarkable students. The barriers that they overcome, I couldn't see myself doing some of them. The other thing that I want to mention is that we have an IET program, an Integrated Education and Training Program, where we kind of concurrently work with Dr. Prokop's programs. So the adult education students, while they're working on their literacy skills, learning English, or achieving their high school diploma, they're also concurrently in one of his career technical programs.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The first year we had, 12 students, and they were poor English speakers, literally working in kitchens, and we turned them into HVAC technicians. And actually, all of them got a job in field with an air conditioning company. So I was very proud of that. Pretty amazing. And they all got industry certifications as well to prove that their ability, right? But one of the misconceptions I like to just discuss real quick is that career technical education is easy. It is not. Having a skilled trade, which I personally do, which I was an automotive technician prior to coming on board to the educational field, I think that's a misconception. People think, oh, I'm going to go and get a trade. I'm going to be a technician. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. You really have to know what you're doing. The technology continues to grow in leaps and bounds in all of our trades. And people, I don't think they, just in general, the public thinks, oh, you know, we're just going to fix the car. It takes a lot to fix the car. You got to know what you're doing. So I'm very proud of the challenges our students overcome and the skills that they earn, because it's super exciting. And the pride that they have when they're done is amazing. Just shaking their hands at graduation is a complete night and day from when I first shake their hand when they're inducted into a National Technical Honor Society. They're confident and they're ready. And that's super exciting. That's why I get up every day.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And we hear just generally, we know that the state of Florida is really kind of laser focused on this prospect. And being from the high school space myself, so many of our students are unilaterally focused on that post-secondary education and college, going to university. And I understand our programs have, you said, a year. Mm-hmm. How's their wage comparison?
The wage is actually really good. Our students start close to minimum wage, and then within 2 years, they're in the mid-20s with no question in any, pretty much any trade except for maybe hospitality. That one does lag a little bit on the earnings. But so the wage increase is very rapid. While it does flatten out over time as compared to somebody who would have a university degree, I'm an example of it. Go work on cars and then get a university degree. Now I graduated college with no debt. I was working on cars at the same time. So, it's another very, very high quality pathway to success, and the earnings are good. There's many people. My friend Pedro, he's owns a welding company. He does not have a degree, but he's breaking over $1 million annually building houses, churches, schools, etc., and a mobile welding company. So, yes, it's a very viable pathway to success.
Well, I think you said something very key there, which is you started with a skill set. And through that skill set, you also pursued the academic side of college and university. And you graduated. Again, how much was your debt there?
Zero. I was actually making money in college. We automotive guys were the only ones who actually had money in their pockets. All my friends in biology and engineering majors, they were broke, but we had money because we could fix anything.
Well, I think that's a very important point to our listeners to understand the value that CTAE is bringing into our community. So we've learned a lot about these programs, but when do they happen? How do the students get to these educational opportunities?
Well, for adult education, students can come anytime. They're open enrollment. They can enroll at any time that they feel like they need to. It's time for me to go back to school. They can enroll at any time. There's no set registration period. They can come to school 5 days a week, 25 hours a week if they want. Or they can come 2 hours a week if they want. Just depends on what their schedule in their life allows them and what their ability to come to classes is. So we are open from 8 o'clock in the morning until 9 at night, 5 days a week. So students have a lot of flexibility in the adult education program. Career and technical programs are a little more regimented just because of the structure of the program and the facility that's needed. But we want to have students get in and get their credential and get to work within that year that Dr. Prokop mentioned a little bit earlier. So the typical career and technical program starts at 7:30 in the morning and goes till about 12:30 every day. That way, students have the ability to go out and go to work if they want to in the afternoon or the evening, take care of kids in the afternoon on the way home, you get them home from school, those sorts of things. But that's 5 days a week for the length of their program. But really and truly, we have a flexible schedule to try and work around people's work and life schedules as much as we can. And we offer some programs in the evening at both campuses that start somewhere around 4 o'clock in the afternoon and go till about 8. So if you have a morning job or a morning family commitment, you can still come to school and learn a skill and be involved and get a career. So
all kind of open opportunities there. We did hear from Margaret that there was a $45 fee, I believe. I heard something about that for the GED and the ESLL programs. Let's talk about the technical programs. I understand there, for most of our listeners who may have gone to college, we would for college credit. But in the technical world, it's called a clock hour program. Mm-hmm. And the rates are totally different from that.
Right. Right. Well, starting with adult ed, and we'll tag on to what Ms. Painter said earlier, is, $45 is for a full semester of adult education. And you can come, like I said, 2 hours a week, if that's all you can come, or you can come 25 hours a week for that same $45. So for $90 for a full school year, you can come to school and earn your GED high school diploma or get language skills. There's no better bargain than that. And that's with an instructor in the classroom, face-to-face, with all the support that we provide. For career certificate, it's the clock hour is how many hours the program is and how many hours you'll come to class. That rate is $2.92 per hour. So for less than $3 an hour, you can come and get a career. Now, some people may say, oh my gosh, that's so cheap. That's can't be getting anything of quality. Well, that's could not be further from the truth. All of our programs push and encourage students to earn industry certifications, such as the ASE, Automotive Technician Certification, Microsoft certifications, cybersecurity certifications, Anything that is a certification that's recognizable in that industry, we push our students to earn those. Those mean dollars when you go out and go to work. That is a industry recognized credential that any employer would recognize that and know immediately what your skill set is. So most of our programs, as Dr. Prokop mentioned, are about a year in length. And if you looked at the total cost of tuition, total cost of, you know, maybe tools and equipment that you might need, most of our programs are in the $5,000 to $6,000 range total. But 70% of our students are on federal financial aid, meaning they earn a Pell Grant. And a grant is just that. It's a federal grant of dollars to pay for your education. You don't have to pay it back. You complete your program and you graduate, walk across that stage with zero debt.
That is awesome. So for those of you out there thinking about, gee, I don't know if I can afford this, it sounds like there are support structures for your situations.
Oh, absolutely. And in addition to the Pell Grant, we have other resources available, scholarships, grants that are available from local community organizations, Pinellas Education Foundation, Career Source Pinellas, various organizations that will help students get through their program. And the point of that conversation and that thought is, no matter what your situation in life, we have the time for you to come to school, and we have the support, financial support for you to come to school. We also provide support in terms of resources for childcare, transportation. All of our students at our adult education centers and our technical colleges can ride the PSTA bus system for free with their student ID. So any excuse that someone might put up to say, I can't do this, we turn that right around and say, why not?
That's amazing. So Dr. Prokop, what are some of those outstanding programs that our learners are going through?
There's so many. To pick a couple is almost a little bit ridiculous because of the opportunities everywhere. It's just, I can't stress enough the shortage of skilled labor that's out there right now. In any program you take at either campus, if you want a job, you will get a job. Placement rates are above 90%. It's really a no-brainer. I mean, if you're sitting at home right now, watching Maury or something, come on down to us and give us a shot, because we can get you off that couch and we can get you into a very, very nice career. A couple programs that I'm particularly excited about right now is nursing. Our nursing program is very robust on both campuses. We even have a dual enrollment component where we have high school students that come to Pinellas Technical College all day their senior year. And then they graduate. When they graduate high school, they also qualify to sit for the NCLEX, which is the licensure examination by the state of Florida Board of Nursing. So we've had multiple students over the past 3-4 years graduate high school and have a professional license. I think that's amazing. Talk about starting off on the right foot. I mean, you have something as a teenager that your colleagues, as grown older folks, also have a professional license. I think that's just amazing stuff. And our kids are doing it and they're stepping up, and that's really cool to see. So there's something for everybody. And that's just one example, but I mean, you name it, diesel, marine, automotive, welding, HVAC, computer repair, Mr. Hunt mentioned cybersecurity, super popular, machining, dental assisting, central sterile processing, auto collision repair, painting and refurbishing, drafting, my goodness. If drafting is in such demand, you get a job before you, I like to say this, but we're going to keep you finish your program, but you can get a job before you even finish your program in many of these careers. We'd like you to hang out because a lot of the fun stuff happens at the end of the program as far as the skills are concerned, but many of our students choose to vacate early because the opportunity is just so plentiful for them. So I think that kind of talks about most of the programs, but you really just check out our website at myptc.edu, and you can get to both catalogs on both campuses, and there's going to be something for everybody.
That's amazing. So I'm hearing ready to work for students graduating high schools through this thing you called it a dual enrollment program. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. Well, dual enrollment is an opportunity for high school students to extend their career training program. See, in Pinellas County, we have a very robust career and technical program in middle school and high schools. And so in our high schools, we have programs like nursing and automotive, welding, computer skills, those type of things. And so as students progress in high school from 9th to 10th grade, they are engaged in these programs and learn more about it and decide that that may or may not be something they want to do. As 11th and 12th graders, they are typically more committed to that career. So we provide them the opportunity to dual enroll in that program. So for instance, they would be at high school, and we'll use the example of the nursing program that Dr. Prokop mentioned. They're in nursing at Palm Harbor University High School, for instance. They would be in nursing in 9th and 10th grade. Then in the 11th grade, they are dual enrolled. They're earning high school credit. At the very same time, they're earning college credit for the licensed practical nursing program at Pinellas Technical College. They would go through that program in their 11th grade year. Through the summer, between the 11th and 12th grade, they would do some externships or clinicals with some hospitals to earn their skills. And then as seniors, they would go to Pinellas Technical College full-time and be dual enrolled full-time as a high school student. And when they graduate from high school, they not only earn their high school diploma, but they earn their Pinellas Technical College certificate, as well as qualify for that NCLEX licensure exam. We've had students that have graduated from Pinellas Technical College in the last several years that have moved on to registered nursing school with St. Pete College and are working while they're in nursing school as licensed practical nurses, earning money as nurses while they're in registered nursing school. But those same opportunities exist for many, many, many of the programs at Pinellas Technical College. Some of the bigger ones that we have are the culinary program for dual enrollment, automotive, welding, and of course, nursing are our larger ones, but we have students in all of them. We have nearly 975 dual-enrolled high school students in Pinellas County right now.
So we've heard a little bit about this dual enrollment from the secondary space in previous episode. And if I'm not mistaken, the idea here is that kids don't pay for high school.
Right.
There is a charge for our adult learners. But if they're still in high school, mm-hmm. where's the crossover?
Well, for dual enrolled students, for career dual enrolled students at Pinellas Technical College, that college or those college courses that they're taking are completely free. They don't pay anything. So, you know, we have taken that zero debt idea for adults and moved it into zero cost for parents and students while they're dual enrolled as high school students. So many of those high school students graduate from high school and graduate from the technical program at the very same time. They not only save the money of tuition in books, but they also save the time that it takes to complete that program. So as I mentioned earlier, we have nurses that are licensed practical nurses earning $25, $28 an hour. And are 18 years old. We've got welders that are 18, 19 years old that are earning $60,000 and $70,000 a year.
Talk about ready to work. That is amazing. So the great things that are happening there are, across our district are kind of impressive on so many different levels. what are we missing? What are we not telling our listeners about the adult learning opportunities here in Pinellas County?
I'd like to add one kind of unknown benefit with our adult ESOL population. I think it doesn't occur to most people that there's a second generation learning going on here. So if our average ESOL student is 30, 32 years old, in all likelihood, they have children who are on the K-12 side. And the better we prepare their parents to support those students, that's kind of an unexpected bonus in partnering with our K-12 colleagues.
That is so true. That is so true. It sounds like we've tapped on what I'm going to call the hidden gem of learning here in Pinellas County. Do our experts here have any more to share with us before we wrap up this episode?
No, I think we're good. Other than if you're interested, log into Pinellas Technical College's website at Dr. Prokop.
MyPTC.edu.
All right. And how would they log in to adult ed?
Actually, our Facebook pages are very, very active for all of the adult ed centers.
All right. Well, if you have any questions about these programs, you can certainly call the main switchboard here in Pinellas County at 727-588-6000. I want to thank you all for being here and offering such a great conversation to our listeners. We hope you have a greater insight into the career and technical adult education offered at Pinellas County Schools. As always, remember to like, subscribe, and share our podcasts.